Well, the time for military action is overdue with Iraq. That is, Saddam Hussein has had 12 years to give up his weapons of mass destruction, as he promised in writing to do when we had the ceasefire that ended the Gulf War that began with his aggression in 1991. He's failed to live up to that. He's starved his own people with sanctions in order to hang on to these weapons of mass destruction. The UN unnecessarily gave him one last chance in a resolution this past fall. The disarmament is not supposed to be a matter of hide and seek. It's supposed to be a matter of Iraq coming forth and giving up these weapons. That's what it was supposed to be for the last 12 years. He was given one last chance. He came in the beginning of December with 30,000 pages of pure garbage and obfuscation, giving back documents that inspectors had rejected 5 years ago as not being complete, not being truthful. He made perfectly clear that he's not coming clean. He hasn't changed his spots, which should hardly be a surprise given the nature of his rule for as long as he's been in power. He's a cruel, vicious dictator who's abused his own people, who supports terrorism around the world, who's invaded his neighbors,
Dr. Rossick, who wants these weapons.
You have plenty
of time
for him to go.
Dr. Eland, your turn. You get about a minute to rebut.
Well, sure, Saddam should disarm, but the real question is, should the United States unilaterally invade another country to get it done? There are other methods of getting it done, and I think the world, our allies, are very uneasy about this. Some of them are now saying that. The American people, in the latest poll, 70% said they'd like to give the UN more time, the inspections more time. And so I think the Bush administration is really rushing this. The Bush administration really never really wanted to see a thorough inspection. What they wanted to do was have an international stamp of approval for their invasion, and they haven't gotten it yet because France, China, some Germany are now raising questions about whether the United States should unilaterally invade another country to get this done. And sure, Saddam is an evil dictator. Sure, he should disarm. But we need to work through the inspection process. The president went down this road, and now the president is suffering the effects of it. But he made the choice to go down the multilateral road, and he's kind of stuck there.
I know you're dying to jump in.
Well, this is just silly in many ways. It's silly because Dr. Eland says there's other ways to do it. Well, what other ways? Come on, tell us. There are no other ways to do it. We've tried for 12 years. We've tried sanctions. We've tried inspections. We've tried diplomatic pressure. It's perfectly clear to everybody, and even to you, although you're pretending otherwise, that there's no other way to do this. And we're not doing it unilaterally. Even if we do it without a UN resolution, we're going to do it with Great Britain. We're going to do it with Turkey. We're going to do it with a whole handful of states in the region. That's not unilateral. That's a coalition of the willing.
Turkish participation with troops. They may give us limited bases. Even the Turks are saying we'll limit the number of troops. A lot of people in Turkey are not enthralled with this. The government certainly isn't. The Turkish public opinion, our other allies aren't on board either. And there's a lot of nobody wants to tell the big superpower that they don't want to do it. But there's a lot of countries that are very nervous about this. And frankly, I think that as long as the inspectors are in Iraq, he's going to have a hard time getting nuclear weapons. He may still have biological and chemical weapons. But the question is really larger than that. Can we deter them, even in the worst case, even if Saddam gets nuclear weapons? We have thousands of nuclear warheads. He has a home address, unlike terrorists. And so why can't we deter him? Why did this change after September 11th? For any number of years after the Gulf War, we deterred and contained him. And then all of a sudden, after September 11th, the Bush administration figures, boy, this is a chance to get Saddam.
I'm glad you're admitting your real position, which you were denying a moment ago when you said there are other ways of doing this. Now you're saying we don't need to do this. We can let him have all his weapons of mass destruction.
No, but I didn't say that.
Well, yes, you did. You said we can let him have it and we'll deter him.
As long as the inspectors are in there, he's going to have difficulty getting them.
No, you said that for the long term we can deter him, we don't need to disarm him. What changed on September 11th is that We've been attacked by terrorists for 30 years. They've killed Americans by the ones and by the tens, a couple times by the hundreds. On September 11th, they started killing us by the thousands, and we have documentary evidence that their goal is to be able to kill us.
And how does that relate
Let
to
me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. That their goal is to kill us by the hundreds of thousands if they can get their hands on weapons that will enable them to do this. Saddam Hussein is the most malevolent ruler in the world.
Prove that. What about Kim Jong-il? What about North Korea?
Well, I'll tell you exactly.
What about the Iranians?
I'll prove it. It's easy to prove. The proof is that he has not only developed these weapons of mass destruction, but he's already used them. He's
other
used them.
He's used them too. Libya used them in Chad.
He's used them in the war with Iran. He's used them on his own people.
And Libya used them against Chad. Other countries have used them as well.
None has used them as much as he has. None has used them on their own people the way he has done, and none of them are as far along in developing them or have.
That's not true. North Korea already has nuclear weapons. The Iranians are farther along in long-range missiles that could hit the U.S. They're farther along in nuclear weapons. They're the bigger state sponsor of terrorism than Iraq. In all categories, Saddam is not number one.
Gentlemen, we've got about a minute to go, and I want to ask you quickly with 30-second answers, if you might. Is it appropriate to go it alone at this point for the United States? Would you endorse that?
Well, absolutely, but there's no question of going alone. Great Britain's going with us, and so will several others. What you mean is going without a U.N. Security Council
absolutely.
Resolution. But that's absolutely appropriate because we have a firm basis in international law without a U.N. Security Council resolution to take military action against Iraq.
Okay, Dr. Elon, you're in.
Well, I think, it's not just a question of us and one other country, Great Britain, doing it. And it's not just a question of getting another U.N. resolution. There's a lot of allies who are unhappy with this, who are not on the Security Council, Germany for one. And they're very important allies. And the American people said 70% of them in a poll just today in the Washington Post said that they want to wait for the inspection. So why not wait? Why do we have to do it now?
Dr. Elon, you have the last word. Dr. Ivan Elon of the Cato Institute here in Washington and Dr. Joshua Mrabchik of the American Enterprise Institute, thank you so much. A sense of the fire and the fury of this story. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.